Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori Imi Mubarasi and for Kola Olam Kulo, that should be saved from the virus that has caused so much pain and suffering. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Shomer Kola Olam Kulo, and especially on Klal Yisrael. We're going to be discussing the mitzvah of Avos Hager. The Rambam in the Yad says that there are two mitzvahs for Avos Hager. There's the mitzvah to love a Jew, because a ger is a Jew, and there's an extra mitzvah to love the ger, because he was nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina. So we discussed this recently in a different shir, and now we are going to be learning the sukkah based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu Agon HaGadol, Rabbi Yitzchak Manzatzal. And he explains, Shatosefet shel ha'aseh de'avat ha'ger, sheyeshna la'avat ha'gerim, ein perusho she'oto din v'chiyuv shel ve'ahavta, sheyeshno klapei Yisrael, hari b'ger yesh al zeh od mitzvat ha'aseh. It's not pshat that the same din, the same chiyuv, you have to love a Jew, you also have an ager. In other words, an ager, you have to love a Jew, and then you have to love a ger twice. Once because he's a Jew, and another ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha al tzger. No, no, no. It's not the same mitzvah. Why do you love a Jew? You love a Jew because he's a Jew. If you don't know that he's a Jew and you love him, probably not mekayim a mitzvah. If you don't love him, you think he's a goy, you're probably not mevatel an aseh. The mitzvah is to know that he's a Jew and love him for that reason. A ger, you have to love a different type of love. A love because he's a ger. Shekeshem sheshno chiyuv ahava kana, ava mechamat heoto reacha v'Yisrael, yeshno gam chiyuv ahava b'fnei atzmo, ava mechamat heoto ger. You love him, a Jew, because he's a Jew. You also love a ger because he's a Jew. And you love a ger because he's a ger. Like the Rambam says, because he was nichnas b'torasenu. So there are two mitzvahs. There's loving him out Jew and there's loving him out ger. And the time of mitzvah is nichnas l'tocha mitzvah. U'kam before came lehedya b'Rambam. Sefer ha-mitzvahs, mitzvah reish zayin. He should tzivanu leo v'sager, etc. I'm in Yisrael, Bomer, Ve'avtel, Recha, Kamocha, Shezeha, Ger, Ger, Tzedek. Havo Mepnei, Shenichnas, B'Torasenu, Hosif, Ha'el, Ava, La'avaso, V'yichid, Lo, Mitzvah, Nosefes, Kemo, She'otza, Be'asaretz, V'lo, Sonu, V'omar, V'ger, Lo, Sonu. So even though he's already included in the Ve'avta L'Re'acha Kamocha, because he's a Ger Tzedek, Eretz Dachayid, we Yehudi, but because he entered into our Torah, God added love to his love. You have to love him in an additional way. And now there's a special additional mitzvah, just like when it comes to Lo Sonu, that one is not allowed to afflict, cause emotional pain to a Jew. There is an additional lav of a ger lo son, and not to do it to a ger. Gam anachnu chayavim ve'avato mishum ve'avta l'recha kamocha, u'mishum ve'avtem et ager. We also have to love him because of ve'avta l'recha kamocha, and because of ve'avtem es ager. The Rambam writes, Hosif hakel ahava l'avaso, it's an extra love. So, l'chora, since both of them are the chiyuv alava kamocha, so what hosaf is there? What additional love is there? Apparently, there's only a hosafa on the chiyuv alava, not on the av itself. But the explanation is that the discussion is about the siva sahava, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hosif siva nosef, is an additional siva to love him. One, alts Jew, and two, alts ger. According to this, we can answer the kasha of the Yad HaLevi, Lo Sasei Kof Ayin, brought in the Sefer HaMafteach Barambam. The minyan hamitzvahs shebereis sefer yad behotzas Shapsi Frankel, that since it's included in the mitzvah essay of Yisrael, you're not supposed to be monad k'min min mitzvah b'fnei atzma minyan hamitzvahs. We have by the booty doesn't go to Levim, Shevet Levi, and also not to Kohanim, but Kohanim are not counted as a separate mitzvah because they're included in the mitzvah of all of Shevet Levi. So here also, once you're ready, you have to love a Jew, so then a ger is a Jew. So why does he get his own mitzvah? The answer is because it's a completely separate type of ava. It's not the same mitzvah as loving a Jew. You're loving him because he's a ger, and of course these are two separate mitzvahs. Loving him because he's a Jew and loving him because he's a ger. And this we also can see in the fact that the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs compared the Tosefes Mitzvahs Avos HaGer to the Tosefes Sheyeshna Be'onas HaGer, adding on the mitzvah of Avos HaGer, the Rambam compared to the additional mitzvah of Onas HaGer. Ulechore yikshe. D'ma'u mashal amad haRambam al tosefet haMitzvat Aseh mitosefet haLot Aseh. What is the Rambam learning, the additional mitzvahs essay, from the additional mitzvahs Los Aseh? U'mishum shenechnas b'toratenu haKedosha. Because he entered into our Torah. The Rambam says that the reason you have to love him, especially you have to love the ger, is because he entered into our Torah. He accepted the Torah. But on the Tosefes Lav, the fact that you have an extra Lav of Inui, of Ona, of not afflicting a ger, the Rambam in Los Aseh Reish Nenehei explains that that's because of Chulshaso Vignuso. It's because he's so weak. So don't hurt his feelings. Be especially sensitive. And that's not what we're talking about here. Here it's not Al Chulshaso Vignuso. Here it's because Nechnas B'Torah Seinu HaKadosha. So what's the tzushta? Chayim v'dvarav, perek ches, miyachas avadim, malachi yad aleph, the Rambam says that there's a special lav on an eved, b'nei shu shafa ruach yosem en ager. An eved, you have to be especially sensitive towards because he's of a low spirit, even more than a ger. So you see that the special lav of a ger is because of his downtrodden spirit, because of shiflas rucho. And therefore an eved, who's even more shafel, who's even lower, has an additional special lav. So what's the dimyon shadima harambam as a mitzvah's essay she'ein anyan klal l'shiflis rucho? The Rambam is comparing it to a mitzvah's essay which has nothing to do with his low spirit. So why is the Rambam bringing in Onas Sagir here? Based on what we explain, we can say as follows, that the Rambam is coming to explain that just like the lav of Onas Hagir is not a Tosefes lav, Al osa maisa iser, it's not an additional lav on the same maisa iser, but rather, in a ger there's a maisa iser bifnei atzmo, haba me ona aso, ba'ofen sheish kan mitzius acheres shel ona, kevin she ona shel ashafel yoser. But by a ger, there's a special iser, a bazunder iser, a unique iser, not to afflict a ger, because he is so low and downtrodden. You're not allowed to hurt a Jew's feelings. It's not right. It's not right to hurt someone's feelings. That's one iser. By a ger, there's a special iser because he's a shuffle b'yoser. And therefore, an evet, who's even more shuffle, who's even lower, you have to be especially careful. Hare hu hadin shekeinu legabei chiyuv ahava shi mitzvat asei nosefet kevan shi yesh bo tzad v'inyan nosaf al Yisrael amechayev lo ohavo shehu tzad hagerut v'haknisa letorah didei. So in the same vein, we would say about loving a ger, that you're not loving him because you have additional chiyuv to love a ger. You have to love him as a Jew and you have to love him as a ger. No. The nature of this love is different. You're loving him because he's a Jew, because he's a Ben Yisrael, because he's part of your nation, because he's chosen by God, whatever it may be. And now you're loving him because he's a ger, because he accepted upon himself Torah. That's a different type of love. There's a different siba sa'ava. So just like by onah, there's a different siba for the additional iser onah on the ger. So to by ava, there is an additional mitzvah of avas ha-ger because he was nichnas l'Torah seinu hakadosh, as the Rambam said, because he accepted upon himself the Torah. Achen, אומר מורנו הגאון הגדול, ראש הישיבה, זכר צדיק לברכה, רב מן. ומה שכתבתי נראה יותר מזה. It would appear, based on what we said, what I wrote, and what we've been discussing, we had four shiurim recently, on, really five, on the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael and Avos Hager. And we learned that there is a chiyuv asiya also. It's not just according to the Rambam, there's ava shebelev. You have to love in your heart. But there are also chiyuv maisim. Lesaper b'shivcho, to praise somebody. Lachus al mimono, to be careful with his money. The Rambam says in Matnas Aniyim, pidyon shvuyim, to redeem him. The Rambam says in Hilchos Evel, Milas Chesed, Bikrocholim, Nichum Avelim, Furas Hameis. So these are all Maisim. Vihu, as Maspir Hagaon Agadol Zecher Tzadik Vrcha, She'af al pi shekanit ba'er, Yisod ha-mitzvah hi mechamat ha-ahava ha-miyuchedet lo, Mishum heyoto ger. So even though the foundation of the mitzvah is because of the special love, because he's a ger, you love him because he's a ger. Aval kevan sheikarohu klapei chiyuv shel peulot v'i peulot, harei bal korchenu ba'inan nami shegam bepeulot yamunach behem ma'asim klapei agerut shebo. But here, the primary chiyuv is peulos and ipeulos, is doing certain things and not doing. Like we said from the Maharsha, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, that the definition of Ve'avtal Re'acha Kamocha is Madasani Alach L'Chavrich Lo Save. What's hateful unto you, don't do to your friend. So that's Klapei Pe'ulos, also Klapei Pe'ulos that we mentioned. Certain things that you have to do or not do towards this object of your love. So these Pe'ulos have to contain within them Yemunach Behem, Selikt in them, as they say in Portuguese. It has to be encapsulated in these actions that you are doing, Maisim klape hagerus shavo, vis-a-vis his gerus. These aren't stam maisim. You're doing these acts of love towards his gerus. These are directed. I am doing this act of love towards you because you became a ger. V'kanal legabe halavin hamiyuchadim ha-sheachim l'shefut ruchu mechamat geruto. Like we said about the special lavim that relate to his low, downtrodden spirit, because he's a ger, that you have to be extra special, careful not to hurt his feelings because he's a ger, because he's a low spirit, because he's very sensitive, because he's very vulnerable. אבל אם לא היה מונח בפעולות אמו עניין מיוחד כלפי היותו ger, but if there wasn't encompassed in these actions with him, a special matter vis-a-vis him being a convert, ein ha-pe'ulot neged ha-mitzvat asei shel ahavat hager ha-mon'ot pe'ulot neged ahava zo. These actions, if you're doing actions that you shouldn't be doing, but they are not against the mitzvah's essay of Avas Hager that prevents actions that are against this love. Sharei ha-mitzvai klapei ha-gerut shebo, v'ilu ha-peulot einam neged ha-gerut, kevan shem ben p'giyah mityacheset la-gerut shebo. So if these peulos are not going to be pogeya in his gerus, then they're not going to be aser. Because just like your feeling of love has to be klape his gerus, vis-a-vis the fact that he's a ger, so too the deeds that you do also have to be klape his geirus. That should be one's kavana. And the outcome is that because he was nichnas l'tarasenu hakadosha, you are acting in this special way towards him. It's mechazek, that aspect. But if it isn't, you just do, you know, you're doing, for everybody who's a member of your shul, you're doing X, Y, and Z, and he's also a member of your shul, so that's not included in Abbas Hager. Maybe you're doing it because, you know, they're all Jews, and you can only do it to a certain amount of Jews, so you're only doing it to the people in your shul. But that's not about his geiris. The lack of onah, being careful from onah, is directed at his special sensitivity because he's a ger, because he's a shofar ruach. And the added love that you feel and the actions that you're doing towards him also have to be klape his geiris. Ah, because you're nichnas l'tarasenu hakadosha, I'm going to act in an extra special way towards you. Because this is a special hanhaga, which mandates a lav, because of a shiflas haruach, and an asay of special ava, a lav of onha, and a special act of acts of ava, mitzad him being a ger, and that he's nichnas, like the Rambam says, niyad, he's nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina. But again, if your act of love isn't at all directed at his geirus, it has nothing to do with his geirus, so then it's not a mitzvah of Avas Hager, it's just a regular mitzvah of Avas Yisrael. So one has to be mindful of this when relating to geirim, to show this special love because he's a geir, maybe even express that, oh, you're doing this, you're so amazed by his mesiris nefesh, that he was left behind everything. You're going to this holy land, this holy lifestyle, and you're leaving behind everything, family and your former religion, and your behavioral patterns, etc. And you're leaving that all behind to become a ger. You deserve, what a schus that I can do this for you. So these acts of love have to be directed at his gerus. If you just love him stam, he's a fellow Jew, then it's v'hafta al recha kamocha, but not v'hafta misakir. So that is, in a very small nutshell, Mitzvah Abbas Hager. And then in the next Shir Mir Tisham, we'll hopefully see more Nafgaminas, and we will continue seeing Niflos, Mitaras, Hashem, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.